Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan. Oh, look at that. Woo,
Gotta change it up. I'm always like, hey.
Yeah, I love that. That's the that the queen,
The
the royal,
parade wave.
yeah, parade wave, that's what it's called. Yes. Oh, yeah. I love it. You are in it. You are in it.
Embodying the parade wave. Hello. Hello, audience.
All right. Yes, and we have Tiffany here also to help us with all of your wonderful questions and keeping the vibe alive. Hello.
Hello. It's fine. I'm Tiffany.
Okay, Tiffany, how about do that with a different vibe alive tone?
Let's bring the vibe up.
Sorry, I'm distracted. Hello.
They come in. Everybody's
Yes.
coming to chat with Tiffany now. And if you guys have questions for us, please put them in the chat. If it's a question, write the word, the name, Tiffany, in capital letters. That way she knows it's a question and you're not just chatting with others in the group.
Yeah.
So please capitalize Tiffany. You can call her princess. You can call her goddess. You can call her the all-knowing. You can make up all kinds of wonderful names for her to go with it too. So do that.
Yes, absolutely. First of all, tell us where you're from. Light up your part of the grid. Very important. Tell us where you're from. And I love, I can't do so. I love hearing, it is a big deal. I know it's like, I know I say this every single time, but anybody new here, and even if you're not new, I think it's a good reminder that you're not alone. We're all here together. We are all over the world. They can't get rid of us. These, we're, yeah, it's nice to know like-minded people.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that there are others out there that think like you. You're not completely weird. I mean, we are. We're weird, but it's okay. We're in the
But we're not
acceptable.
weird to each other.
No, not at all. We're normal.
Yeah.
That's just how it is.
I'm enjoying the new normal. And when you do that, if you could just bounce over to my YouTube page and watch it from there, that would be fantastic.
Oh.
Julia's got a YouTube page too, and I know some of you guys will watch it on two devices to play it fair.
Really cool.
Definitely, if you are not on Julia's YouTube or my YouTube, please come over and join us. And we post videos there all the time. And we would love to have you come join us on our YouTube page. And if you're like, oh, this darn Facebook, I can't get it to stream right, go to our YouTube page. That would help. So. And I will say this, if you are streaming this video on my personal Facebook page, for some reason the questions don't make it to Tiffany. So please do go to the YouTube page or go to one of the other
Yeah,
Facebook
that's why it's a wonderful idea to go to
pages.
my YouTube page.
We'll let that slide. That's awesome.
I thought maybe it might slide by her because she's
No.
on, she's
I'm on
drinking
medication,
warm
and
tea and she's, yeah.
I'm all stuffed up.
I
I've got
mean,
my hot lemon water. I've got my.
actually for that, I think they should go to your YouTube channel because hey, kudos for you working when you don't. I mean, look at this. Come on.
Guys, Tiffany can vouch for me. I had to blow my nose before we got started, and my nose was all red, so I got the makeup out, and I'm like touching up my nose. That's when you came in.
Oh,
But
goodness.
yeah, this thing's like Rudolph right now. But I'm ready to go. I think it's a really important day to be here. Lots of reminders to you guys that the astrology is kicking us around a little bit for our own good, right? It's for our own good.
Yeah.
But I do want to remind everybody that we are in this big change in astrology with Pluto and some other things going on. And that I think we mentioned it last week that we're
You
going.
did, but I thought it was just for that for the third. You're saying it was for a longer period of time, not
Oh
just
yeah,
the
it was starting on the third. That's why I was like, just in time for the elections, yay! So yeah, it's kind of just triggering everybody in their deepest pain. And so, just keep in mind if you're being triggered with something right now, that and you're going to be expressive of it. That's the other part that this is doing, is that you're not going to have a filter. So just try to be mindful that you're not in a filtered moment and you're posting or you're
That's
talking
where you
to
go.
people. Yeah, you might have regrets later. So think about what you're posting on social media. Think about what you're saying to friends and family, and make sure that it's worth it to you, because there's some things you just can't take back. And I've seen a lot of things going on in the last few days, and it's like, it's hurting people, and I know that people are hurt, and for that I have deep compassion. But let's all get responsible for ourselves in this, and acknowledge where you're getting hurt. What does this mean to you? Why is it showing up? What are you healing right now? Because that's what's supposed to happen. And I know we don't want to go into politics on this, but I do want to say one real quick thing is that when I was asked when I was in channel, when I was channeling about that election, and the answer was, it doesn't matter who gets in the office. It's all about it's either one of the either one of them could have been elected, and it was going to trigger emotionally. It was meant to do that. So please, please just keep in mind, we're all safe, we're all okay.
All
And
okay. That's, I love that, because that's what's been coming to me all day to say, and I hadn't said it yet, but it was like, it's what I say to myself, but it kept coming. It's like, you need to say this to people. Just a reminder, all is well.
all is
All
well.
is well. Yes, all is well.
Yeah. And if you guys are thinking if the other person would have been elected, we wouldn't have had this uproar. No, we would have. It would have happened either way. It was supposed to happen. Now, how are you going to deal with it? How are you going to respond to it? What are you gonna, what's your takeaway from it? What do you want to heal, and how do you want to grow from this? So that's my part in this. That's the energy update. Don't forget to be mindful.
Perfect.
You're going to be triggered.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what it keeps. I kept hearing earlier today, responsible, be responsible. You were saying that you are responsible for your words and your actions that you put out there. So be careful, take care of that. And you're responsible for you and yourself. You know, this, that, and that keeps coming through. It doesn't matter. It never would have mattered who was elected. It's what do you want to do with yourself? It always comes back to you. Each of us, I can't talk, each one of us individually, and what we do, how we react, and then we look at, why am I reacting that way? Exactly what you said, Tracy. It's like anything that happens, like any trigger, why am I reacting that way? Especially if it's a negative reaction to you. It's like, oh, you know, where is this coming from? Yeah, look deeper. There's something you are trying to show yourself.
And it is important to take care of yourself during that. But also, Julia, you always, I mean, you changed my life with this phrase, not in my reality. You are creating your own reality. And Julia is the one that helped me understand that. And so, you know, here I am with all this stuff going on. I'm like, I'm doing okay with this. I'm doing, you know, everything's fine.
Exactly. And that's what you have to do. It's like me
Yeah.
right here, right now. How am I doing? I'm fine in my world, my sphere right here. Yeah, I can't take care of the world. I can't solve all those problems. That's not our responsibility. Your responsibility is you right here. How are you doing? I'm fine. All is well. That's my world. That's my reality, is everything is fine.
Well, and think about this. If you're sitting there going, well, I didn't personally get affected by anything, but I know people that might, and da 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 da, and you're looking outside of yourself, and you have to understand that if you know somebody that is being affected by it, their soul may have wanted that journey. Their soul may have signed up for that. And so be careful, you know, also you don't have to save everybody, like Julia was saying. You don't have to go out there and do that. But if you do feel called to do that, check in and make sure that that's in the highest good for their soul, because maybe they need to experience something for their evolution. So, you know, we all want the same thing. We all want that love, that peace, the compassion. So let's go there and let's be that. And let's not assume we know what that right path is. And let's just call it in and let the universe bring it to us.
Beautiful reminder that, yeah, because so many times we get caught up in other people's stuff and nobody knows what somebody else's plan is. We don't even know what our own plan is. I mean, we have clues, we have ideas, and if we have a session, we get a better idea. But don't we cannot know what somebody else's plan is, what their path is, anything. Let them be. They're on their plan, they're on their path. Let them be, and you be on your path. What coming up? Stay in your lane. Stay in your own lane. Stop trying. You know, when we worry about everybody else, it keeps us from looking at ourselves. And that's why we do that. It's a distraction. It's a wonderful distraction. I'll take care of all your problems so I don't have to take care of mine. So, but that's what, yeah. Stay in your lane, do your stuff, do your own work. That will have an effect on others. That's the only way you can affect others. Just do your stuff and you will see your world change. It's
Yeah.
amazing how it happens.
There is another thing I want to address that just popped in. Over the last few days, I've heard that there's a very popular channeler out there that kind of put some fear-based information out there. And I just want to tell people the higher vibrations will not give you fear-based information. They will not tell us we're going to war. They're not going to tell us things like that. Because we have that free will, we can change things. And so I just want to say, you know, discernment. Use that
Discern
discernment.
absolutely. You have to always
Discernment.
remember there's always a filter there.
Yeah.
Anybody, no matter how wonderful and how famous and how fantastic they are, there is always a conscious mind filter that and the filter is the belief system of that person. And so when messages are coming through, they are coming through these belief systems. So like I said, discernment, understand that and just think, okay, remember there's a filter there and take that into account. But I love always discern what is the vibration of this message?
Yeah.
What does it resonate with me? Do I need to take it on just because they said it?
Right.
This is you taking your power. You have power. Trust yourself. You have the answers for you. Trust yourself.
Yeah, and we're going into such an empowering time. So all of that now can be on a shelf. We are switching into a whole different energy right now. And that's the stuff that we've been preparing for. And right now, as we are upheaving all of the, you know, we're unearthing these things, we are getting ready for this new energy. We're in a new phase of ascension. It's an exciting time. So let's do our best to be in that energy. That's what we
Yeah.
came here for. That's why you're watching this particular show, the Metaphysical Hour that Dolores Cannon started. Because you resonate with her work, you resonate with the messages, and these are the times that you came in as a volunteer for. This is it. We're in it. So,
Right.
as a volunteer, how do you want to present yourself? What do you want to be doing? Teachers are being activated all over the planet right now. People that are going into a teaching mode, they've been learning, learning, learning. They've been doing sessions and sharing and doing things. And now it's kind of time to share and teach and remind people that they have these gifts and these abilities and all the things. So I'm gonna piggyback that with QHHT because if you feel like you fall into that but you don't know a direction, that is an amazing session to take to find out how do I fall into this new phase of ascension? What am I going to be doing? That's a great session to get it all figured out.
It is absolutely. That's what I was saying. If you've had a session, it's a wonderful way to get your plan, you know, get a good idea of your plan. Otherwise, you're kind of, you have ideas, you have some inclinations, you know, and especially as the way we're all, our abilities are coming in, we have more and more, I think, inclinations. But if you want more direction, a session.
Yeah. And we all know where you can find that, but just in case, Julia, where
Yep.
can you find it?
Go to QHHTofficial.com. Go to the Find a Practitioner page and look in the area that you're willing to travel to, because it might not be right there in your city or something. You might need to expand out to find someone that you really resonate with. And that's what I encourage you to do is to look at the different ones in your area, different practitioners in your area that you're willing to travel to, and see who resonates with you. And I'll tell you, one of the ways that you can find that out is to look at their eyes. You look in their eyes and see what, and trust yourself. That goes back to trust again. Just see what you resonate with, who you resonate with, and trust yourself to know.
It. Yeah. Very good. So, moving on to something else. Tiffany, where's everybody from? Maybe we lost her.
No
There.
Tiffany here. I'm just kidding.
Oh. She's left the building.
Sorry. All right. We have Florida, New York, Georgia, Iowa, Canada, San Francisco, San Diego, Michigan, New Jersey, Istanbul, North Carolina, Little Rock,
Okay. Oh.
Tennessee, Pennsylvania. We have Dublin, Ireland,
We go.
Oregon.
Oh.
You didn't do that for Arkansas.
Well, because she said Little Rock.
Oh.
And
Yeah,
my
I
brain
confused
figured it
her.
differently. Arkansas,
Arizona, Missouri. I know I'm popping back and forth between cities and
Yeah, my
states
brain's going
here.
up. And
Well,
my
yeah,
close
now you know what my
to
brain's doing.
my
Vegas.
Okay.
Where else? California. I've already said California like 9 times, but there's another California.
A lot of Californians. Here
Australia,
we go. Well,
Rhode Island, Montana. What
real nice.
else? What else?
Yeah, I love
Oh,
it. Over.
Minnesota, Germany. We didn't have a Germany
Oh,
yet.
that's wonderful.
Oh, Texas. Hey,
Oh, there we go. We're all
Texas. Texas in the house.
Washington.
That's close to where.
And
Yep.
yep. And then some more Canada.
All right.
Very cool. I love you. Do you see, like, just imagine all the blips of light going on out there. It's really, really cool.
Yeah.
That's how my brain interprets it.
The lights that are shining all over the world.
And I love it. Those of you that are watching the show after it's aired and you're still coming in with your where you are, that is super, super cool. Keep doing that because that it you're lighting up the grid. It doesn't remember, no time. Simultaneous. We're all here together.
Amazing. Speaking of everybody being together, now would be a great time, I think, to insert the next reunion.
It would. Well, I was going to say something when she said North Carolina. Someone from North Carolina. So, yes, very, very excited. We are doing our next retreat in Asheville, North Carolina. You might go, what? But that's going to be Memorial Weekend in 2025. So, May 23rd to the 27th. So excited about it. The funny thing was, is yeah, we were working it all up. We were really attracted to that area and we got everything sorted and figured out. We got the venues and then we signed the contract and then the hurricane happened. We're like, oh shoot, what do we do now? Because that, I mean, that could have gone
A lot of
anyway,
ways.
a lot of different ways. Yeah. And so we wait a little bit and, you know, we're sending our support and our love and everything, but we wanted to see because we really, really wanted to go there. And anyway, it all worked out. The hotel that we'll be at was downtown, and that was area was not hurt. It was not to the level that there was like one section of the city that was really hurt. Anyway, so now everything's progressing. When that we got to the point where we could go ahead and lock it down, and we could announce it. And now we're really into the making the plans and getting everything arranged for all of the wonderful people that will be having their, you know, how we do our the productions of it and everything. I mean, I don't know how this happens, but it's like each one gets better and better. And so, yeah, it's so cool. And what I love about this is, I mean, this was part of our decision. When the hurricane happened, it was like, if we can go in, and that was kind of the thing, if we can, meaning the hotel was okay. And, you know, then we felt very strongly that we needed to go in. We need to bring this energy and all of this, all these wonderful people. Let's go in there and let's bring the vibration, you know, let's bring all that wonderful love in. And so,
Yeah.
and everything that we're doing is supporting that.
I love
Really
it.
about that.
Makes me feel
Anyway,
better.
that's also at qhhtofficial.com. You can get the information there. And if you will use the coupon code 5D, that's 5, the number 55D love, that will get you $300 off the price of the ticket, the already reduced ticket. So,
Beautiful. Yay. See you
Hey,
all
so
there.
excited.
Tiffany will be there.
Tiffany, well, to
We're
be
manifesting it. We're
determined.
manifesting it.
Okay, yeah, we're gonna manifest it. All right. Tracy will be
All
there. I'll be there.
right. I'll be there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm excited.
Tiffany sometimes has a job that she works. So we'll have to see
Yeah.
if they'll let her off. So,
Yeah, there's
but
another very big trip coming up that I have to save up for.
yeah, what could that be, Tracy?
I'm thinking that might be next June, where we're going to be on a cruise in Iceland. So if you guys want to join us for that, come to tracymayhem.com. Look for the Iceland cruise. Your information will be there. That'll be a lot of fun as well.
Yes, it will.
Cruise in Iceland and Greenland. We're going to be stopping off there too. So yeah, the map is on my website of where the boat stops, so or the ship. And we're on the Starship. How fun is that?
That's so fun. I mean, it's like, well, of course.
Course, Ryan. I love it. All right, are we ready for questions?
I think we are.
Okay. Do we have questions? The great and wise Tiffany.
We do.
Oh, cool.
Well, since you talked about QHHT sessions briefly, someone said, could the ladies mention the low, low cost of a QHHT intern near you?
That's a wonderful idea. You know, that's how this is designed. I mean, one, it's because everybody's in different levels of learning and practicing, and so we do these different levels of availability to you. But it's also by doing that, it makes a session, affordable to anyone. You can have one in any price range that you would like. You can have them free to very low cost with an intern. Which is wonderful. These are practitioners that have recently come out. They've graduated from the course. I mean, they are brand new, but they have it's fresh. I mean, they're probably coming out with the truest. I mean, well, that and level threes, because they're constantly in, anyway, I won't talk about what level threes go through. So, but scrutinize, that was the word I wanted. But they're coming out, and if you're somebody like I was and I am that likes to be a guinea pig for someone and let someone practice on you, that's perfect, because that's what they're doing is practicing. They're getting comfortable with everything, and that's a wonderful way to help each other, is because you can get a session for and have fun with it, and then but then they're all over. We have beginning ones, and not to say that there's anything wrong. I don't want to, that's what I'm trying not to imply, is like, oh, they're brand new, and so, oh, don't go to them. No, go to them, because it's wonderful. They still, it works. This QHHT works at all levels.
Yeah, so go to the QHHTofficial.com, find a practitioner, put in your area, and if you see intern and you want to help them get their numbers to get to the next level, contact the intern, get a session done. And it'll show you on the website if they've done, if they're QHHT level one, two, or three. And
An intern.
yeah, and intern. So go do that. And if you are a practitioner on with QHHT, I highly, highly, highly recommend you sign up for a profile and get your picture on there, because we're sending all these people to go look at your eyes. They
Exactly. They need to see your eyes.
need to see your eyes. They need to be able to
On your
read
beautiful
you.
face. Don't just put
Yeah,
eyes on there.
so make sure you have a profile and a picture on there and a way for them to contact you, and that will help you greatly, I promise. So yeah, that's wonderful. Okay, I think we covered that. What else have we got, Almighty Tiffany?
Let's see. Well, I just want to ask this question because somebody asked it in French and then I translated it because you know that I'm the great and wonderful Oz over
Of
here.
course, that is so
And
cool.
the internet is a thing. So, hopefully it translated it correctly, but they said I'm writing you in French. How real is the Matrix?
Ooh, I love it.
Yeah, fine question.
Yeah, it's a very good question. The Matrix is very real. I mean, this is it's these are all breadcrumbs for us. And when they have these movies, we have these things out there, they're breadcrumbs for us to remember. And it's probably very similar. We also have The Truman Show. We have a lot of different shows, a lot of different movies that are trying to give us clues as to what is real. So I would say definitely The Matrix. I mean, we have all these different levels. We have all these different things that are happening.
I think we have a reset button. I think that
Yes.
when we get
Yes.
some deja vus, it's because we've already done it before. And so they hit reset. Do it again. Get it right this time.
Yeah, but absolutely. We just don't know all of the ins and outs of it yet. Those are things that are gradually going to start becoming, we'll be more aware of. They'll be more open to it. What it is our minds. It's a matter of what our minds can comprehend. So that's why I love these breadcrumbs that come out. They're helping to introduce ideas so that as it becomes maybe relevant. Relevant is the word. That's interesting. That's coming in. As it becomes relevant, then we'll be able to understand it, comprehend it.
Yeah, I think, if you think about again, the mind is such a powerful thing. And here we are in these organic bodies in this organic simulation or matrix. And, we've been taught limitation. And now people are breaking through those limitations all the time. I mean, I
Yes.
can't even watch some of the stuff I see on those TikTok feeds or whatever, where they're riding a bike down a hill like this
Oh.
or jumping from one building to another, or, there are just so many things out there that are defying gravity and all this stuff that I'm just like, how can we not see it? It's right there in front of us that we are changing things because we have changed our mind about the limitation of that thing.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I
it's
was.
very real.
That's so funny because I just this morning was talking about that. It was like, mom, pa, I heard her voice in my head and it was reminding me of stuff that she would say. It's like, remember, we came here to this plane, to Earth, to experience emotions, limitations, and manipulating energy. Those are the three things that we came here to do. And so this is where we have our emotions that we're working with and how to navigate them and work with them. And then limitations. And what's so cool about the limitations is it has been like this, but now we are the ones realizing that we can define what we can do. And that's where we can push through things. And we are not defined by these, especially rigid ones or things that other people set for us. We can each set our own and we can make them little or we can make them big limitations. And then by doing that, what are we doing? We are manipulating energy,
Manipulating energy.
or what's a better word than manipulate? Reconstructing or using or.
Evolving, changing, reconstructing, manipulating, moving it, reassigning it. Energy, that's one of the things that I say about it is I'm going to reassign this energy because maybe I have a block, this wall that's up, and I look at it in a metaphorical way, and it can be a brick wall, it can be whatever, and it's right here. And then I go, I don't want that there, so I'm going to give it a different assignment. It doesn't have to protect me anymore. Now I want it to actually go seek things that I'll enjoy. And give it a new assignment. So, if you're
Love
feeling
it.
stuck in something, give it a new assignment. See what happens.
Yeah, you are the one in charge of you. So, yeah.
Very cool. Good question. Thanks for the matrix question.
Yes.
All right. Look, she unmuted before we even called on her.
She knows she's needed.
She does. She's sensitive. Do you still want us to say it? Oh, Fluffy.
What?
Cloud Tiffany, will you come from high above and enlighten us with another question?
Oh, yes. This one starts with Dearest Tiffany. Are we on a brand new, higher, brighter timeline?
Yeah,
Higher, brighter
things shift.
timeline.
Higher, brighter. Yeah. Things are definitely shifting. And remember, you are the one that all the time you're shifting. And when you believe that you are on a higher, brighter timeline, guess what?
You are. Yep.
You absolutely are. So yes, the answer to that is yes. And just you are the creator of your world. So you are the creator. So each one of us can do that. We are all. And in general, like you said, there was a big energy shift.
Yeah, you know, we've got so many clues that we put out there in the world for us, and astrology is one of them. And if you think about it, we entered the age of Aquarius. We left this energy of Capricorn or Earth energies, and we went into air energy. So we're out of the physical and more masculine energy, and we're getting into the mind. We're getting into the thinking era. And so that's why we're going to start seeing technology evolve even faster than it's been, because we're now
Can you
in
imagine
the
technology
enlightened
even
era.
faster?
Isn't that crazy?
Oh
So yeah, so you might find yourself in your mind more than you used to be. You might, but yeah, we're definitely shifting into a different energy. It's up to you whether that's going to be higher or brighter. We just talked about that a little bit ago. You have so much power in that. And like Julia said, you're creating it. Your belief system will create your reality.
absolutely. And we may, if we have to repeat that over and over and over again, we will. But this is a drum that we're beating, because this is how it is. It may seem too simple. It may seem, oh, that can't be it, because it needs to be something really complicated, and I've got to do rituals and turn around 3 times and jump up and down or something like that. But no, it's really simple. This is how it is. It's how it works.
I like rituals sometimes, if
I
that.
know, but what you think, what you say, what you believe, that's what you create.
Yeah. I think, you know, like vision boards. I do vision boards every year with my family, and we get together and we have fun doing them and creating. And it helps you get focused. It helps you set intentions. So, you know, some of those things can be helpful to get you in the mindset of get out of what you're not wanting to create and get into focusing on what you do.
Yeah, and just let go of, like, when you said get out of not what you're not wanting to create. See, there's still a focus on it. You want to let go of the focus. Just let it go. Put your focus on what you do want to create. So that's how that happens. You just let this one go. You stop looking at it. You look over here at what you want. Where you focus, where your focus goes, is what grows. What's that saying? Where your attention goes, it grows, or where your focus goes, it's all the same thing. It's wherever you put your attention, that's where the energy will grow. So put it where you want
Amen.
it.
Okay, these are great questions, you guys. Thank you. All right, the wonderful Tiffany from the sky speaker that comes in with beautiful information. What could you share with us now?
Oh, I will allow it. Kidding. This question, oh fairy goddess Tiffany.
Oh,
Oh
you
my
guys
goodness.
are the best.
I have a question, high priestess.
Oh.
Thank you. Again, my head's gonna get big, guys. I heard someone say they were so evolved that they don't have a spirit guide. Have you seen this? And do you have any thoughts?
Why wouldn't you want a spirit guide? Okay, I'll let you do that while I write this down and focus.
Okay. We all come in with at least one guide. It's assigned to us for life. And then we may have others come and go depending on what we do and what throughout our life. If we come into something new that we're wanting to do, then we may have a guide that comes in, or we will have a guide that comes in that can help us with that maybe that's their specialty. I have not heard of, to me, and I don't want to offend anybody, but when I hear things like that, it sounds like go. That's yeah, the ego and the conscious mind, they love stuff like that. I am special. When you hear that kind of stuff, that's usually that. It's we there there's a way that this is done. We all come in with guidance, because this is a board. This when we're here having this experience, we need help, you know, because we don't remember anything. And even if we do remember, we still need assistance. You know, they're still there. They may not do anything because we don't ever ask, but they're still there. I'm trying to think of, okay, we have the great, you know, like Jesus or Yeshua and Muhammad, and you know, the major characters that were back there that were so highly evolved, but they even had guidance, you know. So let's look at that. I mean, that's just how it works here on planet Earth.
Yeah, I just think about sports, you know, if you're on a football team, you know, you're the main character has the ball. you got all those other team members on the field helping you get that ball where it needs to go, you know?
And you also have a coach
And a
that.
coach. Yeah. And a support team on the sidelines. Yeah. There's so many that are supporting us. If somebody is boasting that they were so evolved, I agree that they're looking to be special or different or and again, I don't want to offend anybody either, but way back when, I talk about this every once in a while, that I had this dream years and years ago, and it showed me the ascension. They showed me this energy coming in and people losing their fear and feeling great, and their health was better, and people that were sick were now healthy, and people that were struggling were now happy, all these things. And I got to see it and experience it in the dream. That's how powerful it was. But one of the things they said is that there will be some that won't come in as false prophets, so to say. And that sounds to me like something somebody would say if they're trying to get people to follow them, to, you know, be a leader of some sort, to boast about how evolved they are. But again, discernment, discernment. You were triggered to ask us that question for a reason. Bless their heart for, you know, if they're helping people, bless their heart. But also maybe they're not where they think they are. Who knows? I don't know. I'm not their judge, you know. And
No.
you know, how do you feel about that person? Are they teaching you something? Are you getting something from that? Maybe they're here playing that role for humanity and they're doing it perfectly. So, you know, we don't want to judge it, but do you want to be around it? It's up to
Yeah, definitely. Like we're saying earlier, but
you.
trust yourself to know. And I think because you asked that question, that was you wanting confirmation, which is absolutely fine. We all do that.
Yeah.
So I think you already know the answer, but trust how you feel about it. Your gut knows how you feel and what you know is truth for you. Go with
Absolutely.
that.
Yeah. All right. Does divine wisdom above, by the name of Goddess the Great Tiffany, do you have any more questions for us?
We have just a couple.
Yay.
How can I move to a different timeline, and can I take any of my belongings?
Okay. I love it. I laugh because I'm seeing this, I'm picturing this. So it's like in your mind, you're okay, let's not look at it as I have to pick up and move from one location to another location. It's not like that. These are dimensions that are stacked on top of each other, and each dimension is a timeline. Their timelines are dimensions, things like that. So it's all these, they're just shifting slightly. And they shift to what you want. And all of your things, whatever belongings you have, if they're important to you in that timeline, you'll have them. So it's like whatever moves, and if it's not important to you there, but it might be important to you here, you won't even know about it. It's irrelevant.
Yeah.
And so it's nothing to be concerned about in this lifetime or in this timeline. I guess that's where if we're attached to something, that's where we say, don't get attached to the emotions. Don't get so caught up in them because they hold you in different dimensions and different timelines. So that's where be willing to be fluid and be willing to look at things in different ways. That's what shifts you. Be willing to let go of. So if you feel like, oh, this is coming in strong. If you find yourself being attached, like whatever it is you're concerned about losing or letting go of, understand what that is. That's something you need to look at because that could be something that's holding you in a timeline that that you don't want to be in or you're ready to go. I mean, but if, oh man, I'm going all over the place with this. But anyway, check that out. It's not like you're going to leave anything. They just shift. I mean, your pets, your people around you, all these things, they all are there. It's just a different version.
They're showing it to me like turning a page in a book. You're still in the same book. You're still in that same story. You're just on new page, getting new information or different information. If you skip forward in that book or backward in the book, you're still in that book. You're just jumping from
So
one.
the characters are still the same characters.
Yeah.
It's
Yeah.
just different. They may and I just feel like it's just like when I say different versions, it might be, yeah, they might be acting differently because something is different now. So, but
They
still,
would, yeah, they would be acting differently because your energy shifted. So then their mirror to you of that shift
yeah,
would be coming through.
right.
That's a good question. That's a thinker question.
That is.
Yeah, as far as can you bring anything, any of your belongings, the ones that are vibrationally matched to the new
Match.
timeline will
Yeah.
be there.
Yeah.
And then you won't remember the other things because you won't
Exactly.
think about those anymore.
Again, that word irrelevant. It's irrelevant if it doesn't vibe, if it's not on the same vibration, and you won't notice it.
No.
But as soon as you go, wait a minute, if something were to trigger, which I doubt it would, but if something were, it's like, wait a minute, where did my favorite jacket go? What is that? You're back into that timeline, that favorite jacket.
I find it, yep.
Yeah. And that's how fluid we are becoming. We're just moving in and out. And this is how, when you want to know, how do I shift to another timeline? You shift to it by how you're thinking, how you're feeling, how you're focusing, how you're believing. That's what's moving you. And it's not going to be such a great move that you're like, oh my gosh, everything's different. Like you're saying, you're not, it's, they're little things,
They're
and
subtle, yeah.
they're very subtle. And I think we'll be aware to some degree, but I don't know how, like the things that are not important, they'll be just gone. And that's, I think, where some lapses of memory may be coming in. It's like, I thought I, it's just funny how we just forget something. And I'm not ready to say it's, I know I'm not into aging, so it's, that's a belief.
There we go.
So, and I, it's so funny because I just watched this whole thing. I mean, I love The Good Doctor, I think, is an excellent show. But what was so funny was, I mean, I loved it for all the medical stuff because that was my history. I was so many years in that world. And then now I'm over here in this one where it's you take responsibility and you're the healer, and all these things that they're just messages. And I'm watching all these things, and it's like, oh my God, that is how it used to be. It may be that way. I mean, they're like to the extreme, they're doing things that is like that would never happen in that genre, but or in the hospitals or anything. But it was just so amazing to watch this. And it's like, oh yeah, that whole world believes that. They believe that, well, these are all about surgeons, so that, and this is how surgeons think. They believe they can fix anything with a scalpel. That's their world. And that's the hospital. I can fix it. I can fix this. I can fix you with this medicine, with this procedure, with this. And it's like, this is so interesting to be on this other side, because I kept sitting there when they'd say stuff, and I'm like, I'm just shaking my head. And it's like, that used to be the world I was in. That was my understanding. And then now I have a whole different understanding. It's no, it's different. And a lot of times their storylines was really great, because I'm like, okay, so what is it trying to tell you? And it would be really close to what they were saying. So they do hit it. I think they've seen enough. I think the medical world has seen enough to where they get that this is true. They can see that this correlate, this goes with this, this goes with this. But they're still on this end of, we have to treat it with medicine.
Yeah, but I mean, they do the placebo experiments all the time where they tell people.
And they don't understand. It's, what could that be? And it's like, there's no, why is this a stretch of your, for you to think about? It's like, what is that? Oh, maybe, what the effect of this? No, it's showing you how powerful the mind is. You believe something, you're making it happen.
Yeah,
Yeah.
absolutely. Yeah, the only things that I've seen that haven't changed in over the years of doing sessions is something the soul designed for the experience. And if they didn't get that experience all the way yet,
Yeah.
then maybe it wouldn't be able to heal yet. But usually there's instructions on how to get to that point and then it will be healed. But yeah, I mean, you came to experience things too. So there's that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
So cool.
What next? Do you,
Can
I didn't
you
give her goddess
differentiate?
words. I'm sorry, I didn't give you the goddess words, sweetie.
Oh, it's you're running out of steam. It's all right. I get it. Can you differentiate between hypnosis and QHHT?
QHHT is a form of hypnosis. It just goes further than the typical hypnosis. Regular hypnosis tends to go, you're in a light state, and you're probably better to answer this, Tracy, because you have a degree, in hypnosis. You're a hypnotherapist. I mean, we use hypnosis. It just QHHT goes further. We go to that higher self, and we are having communications there and bringing in that information and tapping into that. Where regular hypnosis, you're doing things, you're going into this different state of trance, and usually alpha for regular hypnosis, and you are working with maybe patterns that you've had, habits, things like that. And so you're going into that because you're in that different state, you're in a better place to do things rather than the fully awake and just talking to somebody. It's like, work on this, which would be your typical psychology. Well, why are words so weird to me today? It's like I'm speaking another language. It really is strange. But like psychology session where you're sitting there just talking to somebody, a therapy session, where this is now you've taken it a step further and you're going into a light state of trance and now you're working on things. So it's like a different state there. QHHT, we take you to the deepest level that you can go where you can access this part of yourself that has all of the answers. And that's our intent. And we're going to find you'll be directed to the part that has everything is applicable. It's there's again the word. It's this is so weird. Is that something going on? I mean,
Going
it's the
with
weirdest
it
thing.
all. No.
It's relevant. Things that are there's the word I want, relevant. It's what has relevance to your life right now. That's a big deal. And many times in hypnosis, you're going wherever, it's like you might be working on problems, and some of them do like we'll do past life regression. Okay, but we just go to any life. We don't necessarily know how it relates to this life. That's what QHHT does, is it pulls it all together, it wraps it in a nice neat bow to give you all this beautiful information for everything you're looking for now.
Yeah. Well, if they're looking for a difference between hypnosis and QHHT, yeah, I mean the biggest difference, it is a hypnotic technique. Like you said, then we go further with that and we go into that higher self, we go into that subconscious mind. We go, I don't know how else I would explain it than like a trance channel state of being into getting your answers from a higher source of energy to bring back your answers. And that's where traditional hypnosis wouldn't do that.
No, they say that's dangerous to go there. Strange, like mom used to say, strange things happen when you go there. And that was in the beginning. Well, that was in the beginning. We can handle it now. This is what we need. We can all access this very easily. It's just with this setting, it's very easy. It's guided and you're helped with a practitioner. And then when you do that, then you can do it on a conscious level. So that's huge. When we make this contact with this higher self, our higher selves, that's what they want. They want us to make contact so that we know what it feels like, we know what it sounds like, and then we can do it on a regular basis consciously. That's a
Absolutely.
big deal.
I see it over and over again in sessions where the client will come in a little, go out again, come in and go out, and I'll ask, why do you let them do that? Why is that happening? And they say, because we want them to know the difference between when it's them and when it's us. And so that'll happen throughout, I've had sessions like that, and it's like, oh, that kind of makes sense. And when they come out of it, we talk about that, and they're like, yeah, that was really cool because I could feel when I was getting in the way and then when I got out of the way. And so, yeah, so it's shifting so much and evolving, and the clients are evolving with it. Like what was it that we talked about before? I think is how, you sign up for your session and the work already begins. And so many people have already taken hypnosis or the QHHT, have had that procedure done. And it's like that 100th monkey, right? Like all these things are already happening now before you even get into the office. The ethers carries the codes and the information or whatever that might be. And you're getting already prepared for all of that before you even come into the office to have your session done. So it's kind of a crazy, unique thing to experience.
Yeah.
Way. In a good way.
In a good way. Yes, absolutely. It's a major part of our growth and development.
Major, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I look at the where people are today in that evolution, because I'll remind you guys, I started doing this in my teens and I'm 53 now. And over these years, it's like we are in such a different place. And your mom, Dolores, was a huge impact on that.
Yes.
Huge impact on the evolution. And, you know, going back to being that teenager and trying to find information and what's happening and why do I get all this, you know, why am I having these experiences, to now people just go doo-doo-doo, and it's right there and they'll listen for hours and they're all caught up, you know.
Yeah,
And it's like, it
exactly.
took me years to get there. How did you do that overnight? You know, so it's a very exciting time. Very exciting.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. Do we have time for another one?
Yeah, I think so. A quick one, because we already told everybody about what's coming up. So,
We did. We
just yeah.
got that out of the way.
2 minutes, a 2 minute question. Or is that a three? And I'm
Oh,
reading it
it was
wrong.
a three. Yeah,
Three.
it was a
Okay.
three. I'm going to tap into my authentic self tonight, trying to figure a question. How should I enter the hypnosis session?
Going to tap into higher self tonight and then read that again.
Authentic self. I'm not following that. You're tapping into your authentic self tonight. What's the rest of that?
To figure out a question, how should I enter the hypnosis session? Interpret it how you would like and change words that make sense to you, because I think you get it.
Okay, so you're tapping into that part of you to find out what questions to maybe ask in your session.
Yeah, it's
No,
actually
I
after.
interpret it as they are going to try to ask themselves questions tonight. They're asking how should they approach that?
I would take the word hypnosis out. That's what's throwing us off. They're trying to tap into that true self or that higher self. You don't need to have anyone bring you into a hypnosis session if you're doing that through meditation. But you're kind of asking a tricky question, because from my personal experience, and then I'll let Julia jump in, it is hardest to read myself. If I'm asking a question for myself, it's hard to get the answer. If that question that you're tapping into is for someone else, that'll be easier. I would just, for me personally, I would sit down with a tablet and write the question out and then write in what I feel the words are that are coming to
Yeah.
me. That would probably be the easiest route. And then,
Yeah, exactly. It'd be the same route. It's like how this all works when you do it for yourself is you ask a question, the very first thing that comes in, trust it, that's the answer. Is our tendency is our conscious mind comes in and negates it immediately. It's like, no, that can't be it. Gotta be something else. And we keep going. And as soon as we do that, we shut down the door. We completely shut it down. And so just ask, and I promise you there will be something immediately there. Most of the time it's there before the question is completely out. That's when you know that's it. Just go with it and just keep going, keep going. It may not make sense. Just keep going. You can ask more questions. You can go deeper. Just keep going. Trust it. It gets stronger. It gets better as you keep going.
it does. It's like a muscle. You got to keep working it out and having that connection. And then you'll find your perfect moment. For me, it's like if I'm driving a car and I'm just rattling on in my head, and then the answers will come in. Or if I go for a walk or do something. Me, I need to be busy. I know a lot of people will sit and meditate. I need to move, and then it'll and be on my own and do it that way, and then it'll start to come in for me. So
I
that's how.
agree. I'm the same way. Do something maybe mundane, something that's repetitive that occupies the conscious mind to some degree, and then it gives it something it's on, and then you can be over here doing this questioning, and they're bam, bam, bam.
Absolutely. All
Yeah,
right.
super.
We're there.
We are there.
Amazing.
Tracy, your
Great
code, if
question.
anybody wants to do level one, if you want to become a QHHT practitioner, go to QHHTofficial.com and Tracy has a code for you that will get you 10% off the price of your course.
And that is the magic is real. All one word. The magic is real. All put together as one word. 10% off.
And
That'd be
remember, we
awesome.
have the retreat coming up in May. Go to the same website, and the code for that for $300 off. The price of the ticket is 5D Love. Yay.
And then June is the cruise. Check that
June
out.
is the cruise. Well, like June is the cruise. That's almost rhyming. So we'd love to
We're in a
be there with you. Oh gosh, it'd be so fantastic if you can come. So
absolutely fun. Thank you,
yay.
Tiffany. Thank
Yes,
you,
thank you,
everybody.
Tiff. Bye, everybody.